welcome back, everybody. It's Brian and Luke, and Luke and Brian here on Dueling Tangents. That's four of us. Both Brian and Luke, and Luke and Brian. All four of us here on the...
So many different iterations of us.
Yeah, so when I understand that it's a Wednesday...
It is a Wednesday.
Well, great. Tomorrow's my Friday, because I'm going to be gone Friday. It's a really weird thing, and then when I...
And today's my Tuesday, because I was gone Monday.
Yeah, it's really weird, because...
We're
like,
keeping everybody on their toes, Brian. That's really what we're doing.
Yeah, I booked a commercial, and I'm not going to get into details about it, but the... whenever I book something or I go on set or anything, it's really weird because time just warps and I have no idea. Like, it's a different world. It's a different, like, I just get there and it's like, bro, like nothing, like a different
just
land.
Yeah.
It's slower. Like, you're there for 16 hours and you're like, I just got here. Or, man, it's been like 15 days and it's been, no, it's just one day. It's 8 hours. You know, it's... weird. It just and you end up reading or you end up talking to someone and it's just lunch and everything. You get you know, they fed us. It was pretty cool. But I come back and I'm like, what? Who? What? I just, so this whole week I'm gonna be, or at least for the next day, I'm gonna be a little bit disoriented. And then,
well,
you won't know it's on Friday when I'm,
you know, back. From taking that into a Wisconsin headline, Brian, here, because there's a story also that's kind of disorienting one of the judges here in Wisconsin, because they find the arguments being brought to them a little ridiculous. In fact, they went as far
that's
to
not
say
the only time this has happened,
that
this
it was ridiculous. And so let's dive into this next story over at the Wisconsin State Journal. Dane County judge questions ridiculous claims that 2020 election grants election grants constituted bribery.
Uh-huh.
So this is a conservative lawyer is bringing a lawsuit, Brian, against the Wisconsin Elections Commission and the state's five largest cities. Why the state's five largest cities? Because those cities tend to lean a little bit more Democratic when it comes to the way the voters go.
The and Zuckerberg Five.
The Zuckerberg Five is our... our
it's
friend,
really an
Gableman.
Awful, stupid name.
It's just a terrible name.
Why not go to Facebook Five? Because it's Meta now? Do you even know that it's Meta? It just, alliteration
no.
might work. Anyway, they're creative, stupid.
The worst people in charge of this quote-unquote review. But so these five cities and the Wisconsin Elections Commission are being sued in Dane County Court by a conservative lawyer. So let's dive a little bit into the body of the piece. This one over at the State Journal, written by Mitchell Schmidt. Circuit Judge Stephen Eckel? I don't know exactly how to pronounce these. Last names really elude me, Brian. Doesn't matter what day of the week it is. Eckel, I believe, is how it's pronounced. Said he plans...
Matthiers?
Yeah. Exactly. But the judge said he plans to rule by mid-June on the suit brought against the city of Madison by Eric Cardall of the conservative Thomas More Society. To let everybody in the listening audience know, that is the group that is somewhat coordinating with Michael Gableman and maybe even renting office space from him in Brookfield.
Yeah.
We found out? Yeah.
That's good.
That group. On behalf of five Madison residents, during oral arguments, he raised multiple questions about Cardell's assertion that officials in Milwaukee, Madison, Green Bay, Kenosha, and Racine broke state election laws by accepting election grants from the Chicago-based nonprofit Center for Tech and Civic Life, or CTCL, funded by Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg. And this is quoting the judge. It's very obvious that I don't think much of that argument, Eckel said of Cardall's allegations that grant funding influenced the actions of Madison election officials. Quote, I quite frankly think it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
You what? Think that,
what
that's
are you
what
asserting?
The judge is saying.
Okay.
So we got
to
wait
until
mid-June.
So they bribe him to do what? What did they bribe him to do?
Exactly. Bribe him to
Can
do
you
what?
Enumerate how this happened?
Nope.
The same thing I say to the guy who comes and yells about, yeah, there's a democracy in the park and God. Well, where's the fraud?
What's the problem? Yep.
Where's
and,
the fraud?
And then you have them try
how
to
does
elaborate
it happen?
And they can't tell you.
Cannot explain how it works.
Nope. Diving a little bit
but
further
But I know
down.
There's something there. We should burn someone into I don't understand it.
We should
this
look
mood.
Into it for 18 months and have a review and have hundreds of thousands of dollars allocated by the Republican State Assembly to look into it. And, oh, look, Brian, there's nothing.
Yeah.
There's nothing. And nada.
Those idiots must have had a hard time on Sunday when the moon changed color. They had to go and, you know, hide in their caves and make sure that they were clutching their freaking dinosaur bones. Oh, wait, that didn't happen.
Court rulings have found nothing illegal about the more than $10 million in grants CTCL distributed to about 214 municipalities in 39 of Wisconsin's 70 counties. It's 72 counties.
So it was 214 that got the funding, but they are complaining about five.
They're suing five of the
214. But only five get the... And it's not the Facebook five, it's the Zuckerberg five, because they have no creative impulses whatsoever, as well as being bunch of liars.
No, they're just chasing shadows and hearsay. That's all they're doing. And so, but importantly, of the 39 of Wisconsin's 72 counties, including many in areas solidly won by former President Donald Trump, nor did CTCL turn down grant requests from any of the Wisconsin municipalities that made them. CTCL funds were put to a variety of uses, including enhanced COVID-19 related protections for voters, poll worker training, and the purchase of ballot drop boxes and voting machines.
Huh.
So, Brian, usually when things are still referred hung up to as a bribe, if you don't do what they request, you don't get the money. So if all of the municipalities that granted, that asked for a grant received one, I don't think that's a bribe.
Yeah, I think that's just I think that's, equal distribution depending on who is applied.
Yeah.
And 214. Again, I'm still hung up on the five part because, again, if you're just going to grab a bunch of random things anyway, at least do the six, and then you can do like the Zuckerberg six, like the Zuckerberg six. Like, at least it's like somewhat of an alliteration or something like that. You know, just grab the right number that works for the Zuckerberg part, because he seems to be hung up on the Zuckerberg part.
Well, they can't include too many, Brian, because then it does go down the rabbit hole of the fact that a lot of these
Facebook four, the Facebook four. You know,
well, then which one do you leave
man?
Out? Which one do you leave out, though? Racine or Kenosha? Because whichever one you leave out is going to be upset that you left it out. And it's...
You know what? Combine them into one. Racine-Kenosha.
I don't think it works that way either. But
it doesn't matter. They don't even care. They have no logic whatsoever. I'm talking about, my point is, if you're going to make up some crap anyway, if you're going to BS it, at least come up with a better name than Zuckerberg 5.
No,
it's stupid.
They're not very creative. They're just trying to troll the libs or own the libs, whatever day they look at it that way. And that's the thing, Brian, is there's no there. And this judge has to wait till June to be able to toss this lawsuit out. It's ridiculous. He's already said it. We should get these rulings going. We need to be able to have some accountability for this frivolous lawsuit.
Let me deliberate on how dumb this is.
It reminds me of the recount that Trump ordered only took place in Madison and Milwaukee. Didn't want to recount the whole state. We're just going to recount those two areas. And still
found more votes
for Biden.
They found
more votes for Biden than what were originally tabulated. Great.
Just so you know, Republicans, there's a bunch of rakes out there in the yard. You may want to step like... Oh, there, you know, another one right in the face.
Stepped on another one. Folks, you've been listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. If you miss any portion of the show, go check out the podcast, devilradio927.com. Click on the podcast tab. We'll be back tomorrow at 2 p.m.
To all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, and a sesame seed bun.
And then I made a noise like this.